Okay, number four. Discuss the various things that Christians may pray for when making intercession on behalf of their brethren, out of Hebrews 13. So what may we pray for when we're praying for our brother? Dick?
You know, there's a number of things.
That's what we're looking for.
And in the priority, we pray for the souls of the wayward brothers, whether it's they've fallen away, they've gone back and blurred, or teaching error of some kind. Or then pray for those that are weak and drifty, and given to temptations and given to peer pressure. And then pray for the souls of all the Christians that remain strong and continue to grow and obey the gospel at the end. And then pray for those that are sick, afflicted, bereaved, and infirmities, adversities, and things such as that.
Okay, you go back up in verse 3 and it says, remember those who are, remember the prisoners. He's talking about how do you remember those if you're not doing it through prayer? You're going to remember the ones who are... We're really not in a society today like we were in the first century where the Christians were being persecuted, being put in prison because of their religious beliefs, or at least not in this country at this time, we're not. And so we don't have that many prisoners, but we need to remember those. Remember those also. Any other comments or questions? Okay, question 5. Why would the writer specify the greetings be made to those who rule over you? Why would the writer specify the greetings be made to those who rule over you? 3 times in chapter 13 he mentions that. He does it up in verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Down in verse 17, obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls, as those who must give an account, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. And let's see, where's the other one?
24.
Greet those who rule over. Okay, so why would the writer specify that greeting be made to those who rule over? Who are they? Is he talking about the elders? Or who's he talking about?
Well, like you said in class last month, that it sort of takes in both those that has the apostles and the ones that left a good example for these people during this time, because if they remember, then they remember their end and how their faith stood the test of time. And then if they held on, God was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, their faith would be increased also. Because they'd go back and name the ones that, out of the Old Testament that stood. And then it come down to the elders, where the elders have authority. And they rule over the congregation. I have Brother Jerry when he said to us last Lord that he said, we are here for you, to rule over you. And now we all know that, but it was just good to hear that come out of the elder's mouth to say that. And he is, you know, and it's authority. They have rules, because when they point out the qualification of an elder, they have qualification of a person to rule over. They're not frivolous people that make frivolous accusations or frivolous little talk. They have that wisdom to bring to us so we can look up to them and pattern our lives after them as they pattern their life to Christ. Apostle Paul said that during that time, if he imitate us of me, I am of Christ. And I think that's the whole idea is we're looking for examples. We're looking to learn a lesson from these people, where it was the apostles or the elders. We are to learn and to pattern our lives after Christ, which they already have.
Okay. Remember now, the Greek word that is translated rulers here actually means a leader or ruler or a guide. So it's anyone. I do believe in verse 17 he is talking about the elders specifically, but I have a little doubt about the other two locations because of there are other people, or have been other people, as you mentioned, Savannah, the apostles were examples back in the first century. And we have other people that lead exemplary lives as Christians, and we need to look to those also if they're living in such a way that we could be influenced by it. Roger, you were going to say something.
The purpose of the letter, I think, is to keep this little band of Christians together, believing the same thing and working toward the same goal, instead of fracturing us and headed back into Judaism or off into some other kind of strange doctrine. You know, Johnny come lately doctrine. And I think he's just trying to remind them here that they do have leaders, and it's the leader's job to keep them together and you know, follow the same goals and not just to dissolve into anarchy and everybody doing their own thing. We'll follow the leaders that are taking you to where you're supposed to go, not just any old leader that comes along, but the faithful leaders.
Because there are going to be leaders who come in that will pull you astray. Paul identified that with the Ephesian elders in Acts 20. So, yes. Okay, anything else?